Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
I'm going to read a verse to you out of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 17, I want to read to you one verse. Verse 6, children's children are a crown of an old man, and the glory of children is their father. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless us this day. Pray that you open our minds and our hearts to our responsibilities and that we have. But Lord, I pray most of all that you bless us for being in your assembly today. Bless us for being part of who you are and expressing that in our lives. And for that, we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. On Mother's Day, we love on the mothers, and on Father's Day, we skin the dads. And you know, it's just easier to do it that way because everyone loves their mother and every child challenges their dad. Dave, you had a birthday coming up. Again, he'll be a year older than I am. Well, a couple years, but another year of separation.
I am now, you're listening to me.
As you are. I hope I will be. Anyway, today I decided to do something a little different. And I think the Lord's leading is in it. Wasn't that many years ago that my father had died. Last year, Terry's father passed. And many of you, I buried your fathers in the last year. And that comes about, and someday your children will attend your funeral and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. And most of you know I had a wonderful dad. He wasn't perfect, people have told me, but in my eyes he was, and since he's passed, he really is. I was once told, you don't challenge your dad, that's why you get along with him. I said, I learned that at 5 years old. I was with my dad when he died, and I wrote this that evening. To his great-great-granddaughter, he gave his last cute smile. He had not opened his eyes for such a long, long while. I saw Mom kiss his cheek and a tear drop in her eye. She then turned and smiled at me. She looked back and said goodbye. Dad was all ready now to travel to his home, the one he had been looking for, the one around God's throne. I could only envy him as I had done many times before. His soul was moving rapidly towards heaven's open door. I laid my hand upon his head. It was there for some time. I could feel his heart singing, Jesus is all mine. He finally slipped away to the other shore. The moment of his passing made me love Jesus even more. Dad is now in heaven, and his memories are so sweet. I look forward to seeing him again at Jesus' feet. I can still hear him singing with God's choir. It's about to begin. The song is so beautiful, and I can hear my father sing again. I would pray that every man that is sitting here, that your children and grandchildren could write that about you. But the first thing that we as fathers need to realize is we are going to die. And in our dying, we're going to teach our children how to die. But we can't teach them how to die unless we teach them how to live. And we teach them how to live by living for Christ. The Bible tells us this in 1 Timothy 5:8. If anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. You take care of your kids. You don't let them use you. That's what my dad wouldn't allow that. And I don't allow that. But my kids and grandkids know that if they come to Grandpa and they have a need, he's going to do his best to figure it out. And you say, well, preacher, do you always hand them money? No, sometimes I give them a job. I remember when my grandchildren were little, I'd have them wash my car. Then I'd have to go wash it. But they had to do something. Sometimes it's clean the bicycles. Sometimes it's straighten up the garage. And you say, well, but my grandkids don't know how to do it right. How are they ever going to learn how to do anything right if you don't allow them to do something wrong? We have pianists here, many of them, and they're all good. They didn't learn how to play the piano by hitting every note right the first time. I remember listening to my brother trying to learn how to play the piano. Man, he got it wrong, and 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 he got it right. And that's the way that we teach and train. The Bible says in Psalms 22, 4 and 5, our fathers trusted in you, and they trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you, and were delivered, and trusted in you, and were not ashamed. We need to teach our kids that we trust in God. And then you will have children and grandchildren. They'll say, my granddad, my great-granddad, they trusted in you and God. You delivered them. You opened a door. You opened a way. You opened a path. If we don't trust in God, our children cannot see that. And I was thinking through our congregation the other night how many good, godly men we have. And I thought, if I start naming them, I'm going to miss somebody, and that one I miss is the one I shouldn't have missed because they're the only one the church would get upset. But I do want to highlight someone this morning. John Siegel, stand up. John. Okay. I meant Russ. You sit down, John. Russ Siegel, you stand up. Ray Staniszewski, you stand up. Ray and John are here today. Both of them are Christian. I know I've known their wives for 30-some years, Christians. Russ has a son here, missionary to Russia. Now, John, you stand up. Ray has a daughter who happens to be married to John's son, who is a missionary to Russia. Would you stand up? And they have two sons. And both are going to be missionaries. One's on the field now, and this one's going. You'll hear more about that next week. Would you stand up? Kurt, right? Yeah. That's what good fathers look like. That's what it looks like. It follows generation after generation. They're not worried about their kids getting out into drugs. They're not worried about kids getting out into the things of the world. They have taught them right. They have taught them the real values of life. And many of you here are good men teaching your children those things. And you say, yeah, but my kids are slow learners. So was my dad's. Oh, you should have known Jim when he was young. No. Well, Mom would say, but at least Bobby's trying. And Dad said he's very trying. 1 Corinthians 16:13, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, but you, like men, be strong in the faith. Don't give up. Always have a way out. Always know that when it looks like you've come into a wall or you've come up against the Jordan River or you come up against the Red Sea, that God will deliver. Don't get rattled. Don't say, oh my, I don't know what we're going to do. You may not know what you're going to do, but God knows exactly what you're going to do if you trust Him. We need men who have both the knowledge of the Word of God and conviction to follow the Word of God. Not just on Sunday, but 24/7. Nothing slips into your life or out of your lips that you wouldn't say or do in church. And be careful how you act in church. 1 Kings 22, verse 42 and 43, Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shihiah. And he walked in the ways of Asa, his father, and he turned not aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. His daddy taught him how to live right and how to rule right. Good father exhibits purity and holiness. 1 Timothy 2:8, I desire therefore that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. God is looking for a few good men that'll strive towards holiness and isn't afraid to live a holy life in front of their children. And then you'll have children and you'll be delighted in your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Malachi 4, 5, and 6. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of that great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of their children to their fathers. That's what God does when the Holy Spirit comes in. It will draw you to your kids. It will draw your kids to you. And all the things that separated you of the world will separate, will come back, and your lives will be pure and united together. When the Father is right, someone said this, I didn't write this. When the father is right, the children will be right. When the children are right, the home will be right. When the home is right, the nation will be right. Proverbs 27, a just man walks in his integrity and his children are blessed after him. When your children realize that they're blessed because of the stand you have taken for God, they also will take a stand for God. We come to church and we pray and we sing in church and then we raise our children with the same values as the world has. Get what you can get. Become powerful. Become famous. Become rich. Become this or become that. Become a Christian. That's all that counts. Proverbs 29:15. A child left to himself will bring shame to his mother. Proverbs 22:28. Do not remove the ancient landmarks which your fathers have set, the boundaries that your father has set. My dad had boundaries. I had to be in 11 o'clock. I tested that, not by coming in at 12. I came in at 11:08. Just wanted to test him, didn't want to challenge him. He was standing at the door like this. Well, I knew what that meant because he said if I come in after 11, I couldn't drive the car for 30 days. And I pulled that key out of my pocket and laid him in Dad's hand. And he said, if you look at the car, it's another 30 days. Now, I don't remember this, but Dad said I'd walk through the garage with my back to the car going out to the bus. Because he taught me boundaries. There was a test done at a school. They had this big fence out around the school play yard. And the kids would play in the playground area. And they decided to see if the children would stay in that area. So they took the fence down. And the children never went close to the edges of the area. Matter of fact, they moved in and they stayed in a small circle in the center of the playground. Boundaries will allow your children to expand. And as you expand the boundaries, your children will expand. If you don't have a boundary, they'll be controlled by fear, and they'll only be in that one little spot and never reach out. They need boundaries, but they need to be able to earn a way to expand. You need to allow them to grow. Take the car keys away for 30 days. Ephesians 6:4. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, or bring them up in the training and the discipline of the Lord. Dad didn't have to add a whole lot of his rules. He just showed us what the rules were. And you think the kids don't follow their fathers? My dad had one bad habit. He liked fast cars. I took this little survey on the internet the other day. It said, how will you die? Now, I'm 68 years old. And they went through a whole list, 2 pages of health questions. And you know what it said? In a car wreck. Because we pick up what our fathers do. I'm trying to change that. But it's hard when you have a habit when you're older. Teach your kids the right things when they're younger. My dad was tough, fair, and strong. He always confronted me when I was wrong. He held my hand when I was right. He stood beside me in a fight. He always taught me to take a stand. That was part of being a man. Never worry who stands with you, and always remember God will see you through. Feed everyone, both friend and foe, and you'll need their help. You'll never know. Keep your door open. Let everyone in. To do any less is just a sin. I gave you my name. I kept it as clean as I could. Make sure you pass it on clean like you should. You won't always be right. You too will fall. Make sure you clean up your mess and give it your all. Your life will be short no matter how long you live. Be a soul winner first and never forget to give. It isn't about gain for yourself, you know. It is for His glory. You will reap what you sow. Here is to you my best advice. Don't drink, don't smoke, or pick up a vice. It'll be hard at times, but you will be in control. Life isn't about your body, it's about your soul. I'm now in heaven because of Christ. It has given me the best my entire life. The sooner you learn it, the better off you'll be. I started at an altar on a bended knee. It didn't end there. That was just the start. You must give Him your life, not just your heart. Being born again is what it's all about. Give Him all you got and never doubt. I want to see you all someday, but Jesus Christ is the only way. It worked for my dad, my granddad too, and I'm sure it'll work for you. I wrote that the morning of my dad's funeral. Do your kids know what you stand for? Do they know their limits? Or do they think if they continually push you that you will bend? Where do you show your weakness? Can you forgive when they're sorry? Are you always welcoming them? Do they know the difference in what the world says is okay and what God says is okay? Do they know that God is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent and unchanging forever and forever? Learn as a parent how to say no. You can't have everything or go everywhere you want. I had an older brother, 8 years older than me, and an older sister, 4 years older than me, and a little brother, 8 years younger. And I actually thought I should do what my older brother did because he was a son too, and I should be able to do what he did. So my mom and dad let me, one night, he was going to the movies over in a little town called Paulding, and they said, Eddie, well, I don't know if Eddie knew he was going to Paulding. But he said, Eddie, you got to take Bobby with you. Well, my brother was pretty sharp. He didn't want me begging to go again. And so I was only about 7. And he took me to the movies with him. Me and my big brother. He didn't want to, but he did. To this day, I remember that movie. The Premature Burial. And The Raven. Double feature. I didn't even want to stay for the second one. Never asked to go with Eddie again. Didn't want to. But do your children know what they can do and what they can't do? Train up a child, the Bible says, Proverbs 22:6, in the way they should go, and when they are old, they'll not depart from it. Educate your kids in the way of the Lord. Don't leave it up to the church and the pastor to teach them the Bible. Teach them the Bible. You'll teach them how to drive. You'll teach them how to take care of the laundry. You'll teach them how to cook at home. You'll teach them how to take care of the yard. Teach them the things of God. Teach them the Bible. Give ear, O people, to my law. Incline your ears to the word of my mouth. I'll open my mouth in a parable, and I'll utter dark sayings of old, of which have heard and known of our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from our children. telling to the generations to come the praise of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 15 and 17. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, you have not but one Father. Actions speak louder than words, it's been said. And teaching our children is teaching them by example. We learn by what we see. There was a lady I read about that her daughter came to her and said, "Mama, are you a Christian?" And the mother said, "No, I'm not." And she heard the little girl playing with her neighbor. And she said, "My mom's not a Christian, and I don't have to be either." That mother went to church, gave her life to Christ. Because you know what? Eternity's a lot longer than 100 years. Most of the people that have monuments in Washington, D.C. have been dead longer than they were alive. You go to the Vietnam Wall, those boys and women, ladies that died, the names are on that wall, have been dead longer than they ever lived. And if you are in Christ, you will never die. Luke 15, 17, when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish hungry? I will arise and go to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a far way off, his father said to him, 'Have compassion.' He had compassion, and he ran and fell on his neck, and he kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called the son.' But the father said to the servant, 'Bring forth the robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For my son was dead and is alive. He was lost and he is found.'" The Bible says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart." The same God that brought that boy back, the prodigal back, is the same God that will bring your kids back. Have faith, trust, let them know that you trust in God. I had someone very close to me call me and tell me about their child that had really messed up. They said, "They won't even talk to me. And this person is a good Christian." And I wrote this: if you have a child that is making poor choices and they are listening to all the wrong voices, if your heart is breaking and your body's shaking, God is on the throne and he'll deliver your child home. They may be banged up and bruised, even beat down and used. Trust God, he'll make a way, even if he doesn't listen to what we say. He is our hope, he is our king. I believe he came and will do anything to keep his family strong and pure in troubled times we must endure. Lift up your head when your heart is, when you're broken, with your broken heart. His hand is on them. This is just the start. They know your love is real and true. God will somehow see your child through. I believe that. I have seen it time and time again. I have seen adult men and women in their 50s and 60s, and their parents die, they get saved because a parent prayed for them. If you're a wayward child and you're not doing what you're supposed to do, let me give you a word of warning. God has his hand on you, and he will break you in order to make you. And you will think that you can get away with everything else that the world has, but God is around. And like my dad used to sing, there's an eye watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. I knew it when I was a kid. I knew it when I rebelled. I knew it looking over my shoulder. I knew God was there. And you kids that have been raised, you have godly grandparents or godly parents, I want to tell you something. Be sure your sin will find you out. You'll not get away with it. See, it's not what's wrong, but what's right that makes my heart inside me fight against a blight of wicked men that'll pay any price just to win. There was Joseph Stalin, the butcher of Budapest, Adolf Hitler, and all the rest. They slaughtered the world for one lost dream. Don't they understand what they say of mean? Heartless men with blinded eyes, that when they move, the whole world cries. Give us a leader when at his best, thinks not of himself, but of the rest. Start with the dads we have right here. Help them to stand with you, God, and have no fear. God knows. God will help you with your family. The best thing you can do is pray, because God's hand can go where you can't go. God's heart will follow your children, and you think that they may walk into a place that they don't belong, but they're going to feel God when they walk in. And they're going to feel the conviction. And they're going to feel what it is that they need to come home, just as that prodigal felt when he was down in that pig pen. You don't know what it's like to be a Jewish boy and be in a pig pen. They didn't eat pigs. We've all been that boy or that girl that said, Lord, I repent and I come to you. Don't you give up on your children. Don't you turn your back on your children. We know that isolating a child, hazing a child, and disowning a child does not work. Matter of fact, I can't find it anywhere in the Bible, not from a father's standpoint. They know that they can reach out to dad. And we have some mighty fine dads here. And for that, I'm thankful, because you set good examples for all the dads. Let us stand. Our Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this church. We thank you for the dads and the moms that make it up. Lord, we thank you for the kids. They already know when they mess up that you're around. They already know where to find peace, and that is in the arms of an almighty God. They already know that the world's out to kill and destroy them. They can see it by just watching the other kids in their schools and in the colleges and in the workplace. Lord, what they need from us is a good example. Help us to be that. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.